Cue the fancy intro music. This is Creative Freedom, empowerment for creative entrepreneurs, where can-do inspiration and how-to education collide to help you own your dreams without selling your soul. Creative Freedom gives you the tips, tools, and resources you need to define and achieve success on your own terms, so you can make great money doing what you love and have the time and freedom to enjoy it. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Lisa Robin Young. Let's get started. Thrift stores. I love me some thrift store shopping. At the end of our Creative Freedom retreat a few years ago, I took a couple of my clients with me to do some treasure hunting at a nearby thrift store. I even turned my youngest son on to finding some great deals on Legos at thrift stores. If you have the patience and enjoy treasure hunts, you can come up with some pretty fantastic finds. I have to admit, though, that as a kid, I didn't see the attraction. I grew up in a welfare family, so hand-me-downs constituted the bulk of my wardrobe. And I was the oldest girl, so I was handing them down again. And to me, thrift stores were full of hand-me-downs and cheapo secondhand crap. So why would I want to be there? And my oldest, he felt the same. Unless he found a designer name brand item on the racks, he thought it was a total waste of time. But now I actually enjoy browsing the shelves, looking for those hidden gems that'll make my life better. One time back in Michigan, I was just treasure hunting for nothing in particular, and I came across this really funky handcrafted vase. And I turned it over to see the maker's mark and the price tag, because that's what I do, and I thought I recognized the name of the artist. So I snapped a photo and I texted my friend Dave, and I'm like, hey, I just found this at Goodwill. Did your kid make this? And sure enough, a piece his kid had made in an adult art class had somehow been left at the school. To make space for the next cohort of students, the school had a policy of donating items that didn't get picked up by a certain date. But I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. I bought it, I returned it to Dave so that he could have it back in his family. Like I said, you just never know when you'll find something that can change your life. And I've bought and used all kinds of secondhand treasures, many of which I later donated again for somebody else to enjoy. So why am I prattling on about thrift stores on a business podcast? Because you can do the same thing with your content. You can uncover the hidden gems in your existing content by doing a treasure hunt of sorts and sharing those golden nuggets with your world. We call it content repurposing. And you can get a lot more mileage from one piece of long-form content if you do it. You can also do some pretty cool things by maximizing and remixing your short-form content too. Repurposing reduces your overwhelm and the feeling of being on a constant hamster wheel of hustle. Now, I know you've heard me say you're not Gary Vee, and you're going to hear me say it again and again and again, but this is one place where I think he gets it incredibly right, to a point. Repurposing is a great way for you to meet your audience where they're at in ways that also work for you. Gary's minions take one piece of content, a talk, his book, or some video he's filmed, and slice it and dice it 15 ways from Sunday to create a bunch of smaller, bite-sized bits of content that can be used all over the interwebs. Today's episode walks you through how you can do that kind of content repurposing for yourself, as well as going the other way, taking micro content and using it in other ways. And you'll see how you can mix and match content to create new things out of stuff you thought was old and dusty, like going to the thrift store to conjure up your next Halloween costume. Before we jump in, though, you'll want to download the handy-dandy worksheets that accompany this episode. You'll find them inside the Rising Tide Learning area on our website. Hop on over to lisarobinyoung.com, register for the Rising Tide if you are not already a member. It's free. And then head to the dashboard, look for Season 6, Episode 8. All your downloadable goodies are there. Now, if you've already got loads of content, we'll talk about what to do with your back catalog in a minute, but let's talk about repurposing your new, next, or future content first. And incidentally, if you're just getting started, be sure to check out episode 7 if you're stuck for new content ideas. Going forward, as you're creating your next piece of longer form content, you'll want to make note of the key points, the memorable quotes, or the fun anecdotes that help the listener connect with the content. These will become the pieces of micro content that you'll use for repurposing. And where will you use them? Everywhere. Social media captions, short videos, in your newsletters, as call-outs, or even as starting points for new pieces of long-form content that you can expand upon. Several of my episodes came from taking a single idea from a previous episode and expanding the discussion, going deeper, and getting more out of it. Every episode that I do has a few graphic images promoting the show, and some of them have talking points from the show on them. Some of them are audiograms, which are like little videos with the audio waveform on them. We can use those to promote the episodes, but also as standalone micro-content that teaches or entertains, the kind of content that attracts and builds trust with my audience. The 60 inscriptions from my book, The Secret Watch, are available as a free downloadable PDF on my website. I have an author friend who has bookmarks that have a selection from her book quoted on them. Another friend, who's a photographer, her business card has several of her nature photos on them. So you can see, you can use micro-content just about anywhere. If you're doing a video or a podcast, transcribe it. We use Otter.ai to get an automated transcription of our clients' videos and all my coaching sessions. It saves a ton of time and money, and it gives us a way to make that audio-visual content readable, which comes in handy when you have an audience with accessibility needs. You can turn that transcript into a blog post, or as I mentioned a minute ago, create some smaller pieces of content for key points and quotes on social media and an email. There have been times when I said something really smart in a coaching session and I was like, ooh, that's good. I need to remember that. And with a transcript, I can copy what I said word for word right out of the transcript and start a new piece of content from it. You can also take those audios and videos and cut them into smaller pieces. I can edit the video of a coaching call so that it's just me saying that brilliant little gem. It protects my client's confidentiality and I can still use that piece of content as it serves me. I record every music rehearsal too, because you never know when something spontaneously awesome will happen. During one of our rehearsals, we ended up extemporaneously putting together a little jazz Beethoven and then Michael Jackson's Thriller, and I got it all on film. So I can share it with my audience, even if we never actually perform those songs in full anywhere else. It's a great glimpse into our world for our fans. Every episode of this season's podcast has 3 to 5 audiograms. These smaller pieces of content are shared once and then put in a queue to go out over and over again for years to come as part of our social media promotional efforts for our back catalog. You are hearing episode 8 right now, but believe it or not, there are still plenty of folks who have never heard this show. I know, the horror. By rescheduling these smaller posts, that micro-content that's derived from our larger piece of long-form content, we can continue to share our previous episodes with new people long after the episode first airs. That's also why we make more than one audiogram. With 5 different audio clips in the rotation, I can publish one a week for 5 weeks before the same one comes back up in the rotation. That's how you keep it from being repetitive to your audience. 5 clips from one episode times 8 episodes in the season so far is 40 or so pieces of micro content from just a handful of episodes. Plus, we've got micro content from our past seasons too. So if I only shared one piece of micro content per week, it would be more than a year before that same piece of content popped up again in the rotation. Maybe you saw it the first time, maybe you didn't, but you'll see it eventually and it won't feel repetitive or pushy because you're not seeing the exact same thing all the dang time, even though I am consistently and regularly promoting my show. Pretty cool, huh? Not everyone follows you on all your platforms. Some folks are only on Facebook and they're not seeing every post you make. They're also not seeing your blog posts or your Instagram content unless they're also on those platforms. Some people are only on Instagram, so they're not seeing your YouTube videos. These little snippets of content in different formats means that you can meet people where they're at in ways that work for you. Now remember, that's key. And you won't be having to grind out new content all the time because these little repurposed gems will feel like new content to your audience. And if by chance you've got a handful of folks who are following you and everything you do on every single platform, then they're either already paying customers or they really, really like you and they're okay with what feels like seeing you everywhere. And I said feels like because you're not everywhere. Even Gary Vee isn't everywhere, but it sure feels that way because you're seeing his content in a variety of places. I maintain that you start with one platform first and as you get traction and start building momentum, you can branch out. And repurposing helps you branch out sooner rather than later. Okay, so for those of you with a ton of content already, you'll need to start a content audit. It's about as sexy as it sounds. So bear with me. You're basically doing a treasure hunt. You're organizing the content that you've already created to see what you've got that you can repurpose. Start with your most popular content if you can. Now, how do you know what's your most popular stuff? It depends on the platform. Some platforms are easier to figure out than others. Like if you're a blogger, you can make it a little easier by using a tool like Google Analytics or Monster Insights to find the most popular pages on your blog. I'll put a link in the show notes to help you with that. Same with YouTube or your podcasting tool. You'll be able to see view counts or downloads and determine which pieces of content are getting the most engagement. That's where I suggest you start because you'll already have an idea of what's popular and then you can start pulling out the best gems from those pieces first. But you can still do this even if you don't have that information, if you don't have that data. Just dump out all your content and start organizing it. What topics have you previously created content on that are still relevant to your audience now? So I started as a direct sales coach and trainer, so some of my stuff from back then isn't as relevant as it once was. Do you have pieces of content that are related to each other, like a running series? Instead of creating smaller pieces, maybe you want to consolidate them into one bigger piece. You don't just have to repurpose free stuff to give things away. You can go the other way too. You can take free content, put it together in a new way, and sell it. That's essentially what Michael Hyatt did with his book Platform. He took a bunch of old blog posts, dusted them off, zhuzhed them up, and bam, best-selling book. You can do that too. If you did a running series of Instagram videos, you could put them together into a longer video, or transcribe them into a mini workbook or an ebook, or you could collect them into one place as a mini training series that lives on your website or another learning platform. For you artists out there, you could curate a selection of your music or Instagram photos and put together a book of tunes or a coffee table book featuring your digital images. You've got a lot of options here. I've got posts from my direct sales coaching days that don't directly apply to my current audience, but with a little massaging, there are some golden nuggets in there that are still valuable today. I've also been dusting off old blog posts from my old businessactionhero.com website and cleaning them up for my new blog. Sometimes I just add an intro paragraph. Sometimes I rewrite it, but I'm putting that old content to a new purpose. The goal here is to understand what you already have and what you can get from it. So this isn't a 10-minute exercise. Sorry, it's gonna take some time. And that's why I recommend starting with the stuff you know is already popular, because then you can take your time going through the rest of your back catalog of free and paid content to see what other gems might be hidden in there, but you're starting with the juiciest stuff first. You can also repurpose content that isn't yours, in a manner of speaking. I'm talking about questions and comments from your audience. Marie Forleo has a whole video show that started as Q&A Tuesday. People send her questions, she answers them. That's the show. That's the whole show. She's repurposing their questions into content that's useful for a much larger audience. And then her team slices and dices that content into smaller pieces for the world to enjoy. I have a colleague who pulls useful quotes and teachable moments from her online classes and group coaching sessions and then shares these little videos to invite more people into her world. Because it's just a clip of her talking and not featuring any of her clients, she maintains their confidentiality and she still gets to use the video as a tool to grow her business. You can also pull general questions from around your industry. My client, Cindy Shellhart, is the global authority on Double Strong Heart. Hi, Cindy. It's a pretty niche market, and she's got like 30 years of experience with this instrument. She's written books and music and recorded music for the Double Strung Harp, and she decided to create a video series answering some of the more commonly asked questions about Double Strung Harp, like, what is it? Where'd it come from? How do you tune it? And so on. People didn't necessarily ask her those questions directly, but she knows those are frequently asked questions in her niche. So she gathered them up and started talking about them on her YouTube channel. That video then gets turned into a transcript, and the video and transcript are posted to her blog, Repurposing Made Easy. So let's talk about easy and sustainable here, because again, you're not Gary Vee, and it's really easy to start thinking you can be everywhere once you start repurposing. Mr. Vee himself talks about making 64 pieces of content in a single day. Now that works for him because he has minions, y'all. He also has the systems and processes in place to be able to make that happen and crank out that micro content like a machine. And you are not a machine. And you probably don't have a team like Gary Vee. I mean, if you do, great. But again, you are not Gary Vee, and that's okay. You can still be successful with this. go back to episode 5 and review your notes about what's sustainable for you. If you're just starting out or you don't have a team to support you, that's probably a single social platform and maybe a single searchable long-form content outpost. Like Cindy, she's got her blog and YouTube channel. Because she's part of the Creative Freedom Incubator, she also gets support with Instagram and Facebook posts, where we're mostly just resharing those YouTube videos and blog post links. She's not on Twitter or LinkedIn or 11 gajillion other sites. And her business is growing in ways that work for how she's wired to work. Thank you very much. The same can happen for you. Focus on what's sustainable for you for right now and recognize that things change. Platforms and tools and tactics change over time. I used to teach teleclasses. You'd get on the phone and be like, woo, hello. Can't see anybody. Everybody's working from a PDF. Now almost everything is taught on Zoom and people can see you. But the concept is still the same, even though the platform has changed. Bring the content my people need to make their lives better to the platforms that work for me and them and how I'm wired to work. So audit your content, see what you've got and how you might be able to use it in other ways. Start with what's popular if you can, but start and start now. Take it at a speed that works for your capacity and get help when and where you can. Start with the new content first or the most popular content first, but do what you can as you are able, and pretty soon you'll be like the old Visa card commercial. It's everywhere you want to be. Big thanks and shout outs to my team for putting together the downloadables that go with these episodes. If you are just listening along and you're not a member of the Rising Tide, you're missing out on the helpful bonus tools that come with each episode. Don't be that guy. We create these resources to help you make faster progress. You've got access to all of them when you register as a member of the Rising Tide, and it's free. Just look for the link on the website and get access to all the free goodies that are only available to members. Thanks also to our sponsors, patrons, and you for helping us be one of the fastest growing shows for creative entrepreneurs. Keep spreading the word, and if you're new to us, make sure to subscribe so you're one of the first to be notified when a new episode drops. Next time, we'll be chatting about using what makes you unique in the marketplace to create more raving fans for your great work. Sure hope you'll join us. And until then, for more inspiration and education to help you end the hustle and own your dreams without selling your soul, come see what's shaking over at lisarobinyoung.com. You know you want to.